Welcome back. There is a lot of construction you're going to have to deal with. So
many projects. Looks like there we are. So many projects that you're going to have to deal with to get going this morning on your commute to work and through the day and then on your way home. Today, we'll help out however we can. We've got our friend Janet Amid to give you a free astrological reading a little bit after 8 o'clock. Before that, as usual, we'll get to our daily feature, a panel full of ladies. Let's talk about one of the many controversies that people were a bit upset about and that happened last week while we were off, while you were away. We'll get to that right after 7 o'clock. You can chime in on our Facebook page. Keep an eye out for Facebook posts from us there, and we'll do a rated game in just a little bit. A busy morning here on the Morning Reboot. To get in touch with us, 419-240-1055. Again, we're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. 536. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you give yourself a text sample alert?
I did, but I didn't get a notification, but it went through, so that's good.
Were you? We know a lot of people like to communicate with us via text message. Mm-hmm. It's easy for you. It's easy for us. Please don't
wave of the future.
Please don't drive and text. Please don't do anything but drive and drive. How about drive and pay attention? But we have a new text platform we're using. Mm-hmm. And if you would be so kind, as we often get a handful of texts as we start the show, as you start your day, send a text message. We'll make sure we got it and fire one back to you. And again, it's the same number. Like, nothing on your end mm-hmm. has changed. If you would be so kind, keep our number saved or make it a favorite or however you can easily access numbers on your phone, because we like communicating with you during the show. 419-240-1055.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for me over the weekend.
It did? It worked for me now.
Okay, good.
Does it go to your phone? Is there a way for me to set that up on my end?
No, you have to use the website. No apps.
Okay, then that's fine. Okay, that's cool.
It's more work for us than it is for, like, the listeners won't notice any difference, but mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that we're getting the text messages.
Yeah, mine went through. Okay, we good. We good. We good. I'm going on 2-3 hours of sleep.
Why?
Because I had my pageant last night. I gave up Miss George's.
Did you just get a nap in beforehand?
I did, and I'm very refreshed. I had all the White Claws last night. Yeah. Sorry, I feel like every time I talk about White Claw, oh yeah.
There ain't no laws when you White Claw.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking the claws, baby. But yeah, I'm refreshed. I'm sure I'll hit a wall at like 9:30, but I'm good now.
Was the buzz about the upcoming Love Fest this week?
There was a booth set up, so yeah, people are excited.
Okay.
I am not, because that's me working from 3 until 3.
And it'll probably be hot.
Oh, don't say that.
Sorry. I know it's July, but there are 3 scorching hot days or times of summer. Like, look, it could be 99 in mm-hmm. June, it could be in May and in August, even September. But one is always Love Fest, which is this the 3rd or 4th year?
This is the has to be 4th, because I keep wanting to say 5th.
Okay. It's always scorching hot that Saturday of Love Fest, which by the way is also it's the Art Museum's block party this week as well.
Not a damn tree in sight.
What?
Not a damn tree in sight or shade for Love Fest.
Oh.
Just sun beating up, nothing blocking you, just sun and skin.
It's Love Fest at the Love Wall, not the Love Tree. What's the other one? It's always scorching hot during Pizza Palooza, which I was talking to somebody about the other day.
I've never been to that.
And I haven't heard any, this is not me, you know, mm-hmm. compelling them to advertise, but I've not heard any advertising or promotion for it.
No, is that outside?
Yeah, it's a Centennial Terrace.
Okay.
Where there are no trees, and it's always scorching hot for that. And there's one other time of year, and I can't think of when it is, when it doesn't matter if it was rescheduled to February, it would find a way to be scorching hot and humid that day. I'll think of what it is.
I'm not ready.
But it's a busy week. The marathon begins this week, so there's lots going on.
PGA Tour, right? It's the LPGA?
Yeah.
Okay. All the letters.
Yeah, it's a major tournament for them. Did you do anything outside of the ordinary, like Georgia stuff or anything on your time off?
I did. I didn't go out on Saturday.
I saw that.
I did nothing.
What was that like?
I have boring. Is that what normal people do?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. No. I did not like it.
No, normal people go out.
Oh, is it? Okay, because I was at home. I literally watched SNL as it was airing. It was a rerun, but I'm like, because that used to be my favorite show growing up, like in junior high and high school and some of college. I loved SNL. Like, I would schedule my week based around 11:35 for SNL. As a 36-year-old, I was like, this is boring. Oh, my God. The show was good, but I'm like, I don't have, there's no lights, there's no fog machines, there's no friends dancing. I've not ordered a shot yet. I was knocked out by, like, maybe midnight. I was dead to the world.
It really.
And woke up Saturday, Sunday, like, oh, I'm so refreshed. But that Saturday was so boring.
It really is hard to just sit and do nothing. That's why a lot of people have a hard time learning to meditate. It is hard to do nothing.
It was my mom. She's like, "Are you going to go out tonight?" My mom, she knew I'm my mother's child, party animals. You know, she's 61, going on 12. I mean, 21. But she's like, "You do anything?" I said, "I'm like laying in bed." She goes, "At the bar?" I go, "No, I'm for real, Ma. I'm laying in my bed. I have no desire to play my Nintendo Switch, watching SNL, eating popcorn." And she, because she had to work, and she goes, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I just had no desire to go out tonight."
Do you feel like you're gonna do it again?
No, because I would like to do it again just to be like, ooh, because I did feel so refreshed on Sunday morning. I did. Like, I got up at like 10 and it was just like, woo, this feels good. But Love Fest is this weekend. It's going to be, I have pre-shows, after shows. So I shouldn't take this Saturday for granted or in vain, because I'm going to be complaining the next, because this weekend's going to be one of those busy, this weekend's going to be like Pride weekend for me when I'm busy, literally Thursday through Monday.
Will Stefan be around for Love Fest?
He will be here for Love Fest.
Is he friends with your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his friends, actually, pretty much half of Sandusky came out last night to support me. So good. Shout out to them.
Because it's going to be, I was thinking about it, and I asked you last week, I was like, "Do you need me to do anything?" I'm usually Philip, mm-hmm. who MCs that thing, has asked me to help out in some way.
Co-MC.
He's gone.
He is gone.
So I was thinking, well, I'll have to round up. I'll probably ask my neighbor Juliana to come with me. But I was going to say, if Stefan needs someone to stand with the whole time, I am up for those duties. I spoke to Philip last night.
How is he doing?
He's okay.
Does he have an accent yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, waiting for that Madonna.
We texted. I think he texted me at like 6:00. I'm like, shouldn't you be in bed? He was. I think he was a little down. I think he's a little bored when his fiance goes to work during the day, and Philip's like, "I sit there with his cat," and then the cat leaves to play with its cat friends, and so the challenge of boredom is one for many of us to try to conquer.
As an adult, I was like, "Ooh, I can enjoy this," but as an active adult who's been living this life of like partying since 18, it's a really hard habit to break. Because I was like. Because Stefan was like, "Are you going to come to Sandusky and hang out?" And I go, "Oh, I could do that." Because I had nothing to do on Saturday. And I was like, "You know what? I'm just going to stay in town." And then, like, I went to rallies. I wanted some fries. Sat there, made some popcorn, and watched SNL. It was so boring. I said, is this what people, when they're like, "I'm just going to chill at home and watch Netflix tonight. Is this what you guys do?"
Yeah.
Ugh.
I have some Netflix stuff and other streaming things to ask you. But yeah, that, and this is where... In so many ways, we're completely identical. That way, we're not. You have to work yourself up. You've got to get into your headspace to stay home and do nothing. I've got to get into my headspace to go out.
Will it happen again? Probably. Will I enjoy it? Probably not.
I challenge you to I challenge you to do it once a month, and I challenge myself to go out once a month.
So that counts as my July, right?
Yes.
Okay, deal.
5:45, good morning. Q105.
Lately, I've been. Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
5:52, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. You can text the show and or call us if you'd like. 419-240-1055. Are they coming in?
Scott did.
Okay, good morning. I think until...
Well, our normal morning texters, I need to preface this. They are on vacation until Wednesday. They did text us last week. They're like, Dina and Josh call you guys out. They're like, We haven't forgot about you. We're on vacation.
Our listeners are on vacation. We appreciate you telling. I mean, sometimes we'll say, hey, we're not going to be here. We don't usually do that. Let's do inside baseball. Let's show the wizard behind the curtain here.
Sports.
We don't say that, like, we're not going to be here on July 4th or something like that, because then you'll be like, well, they're not there, so I'm not going to listen. No, because the stuff that we play might be stuff that you might not have heard before.
Right. It's like a best of, and we still do get the text, because there's times we've done like a recap show and people are like, hey, where are you guys at? I'm like, I'm right here.
That's very
I'm like, I have not gone anywhere. I'm still here.
It's very kind of these people to let us know that they won't be listening this week.
Yeah.
But I think until like school gets back, people will be dipping in and out of the show. Remember, you can always get the podcast. And I thought of something today that is that might be somewhat important. If there are still people that are new to podcasts, it is free to subscribe. Mm-hmm. It is completely free to listen.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. It's free to listen to this. The podcast is completely free. It's song and commercial free, which you might really like, but you don't get to hear it live. You have to wait till we get it posted before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get the podcast. Rated game shortly after 6 o'clock. We'll have this discussion about the Little Mermaid casting after 7 o'clock. Panel full of ladies, Janet Amid today. And again, you can text the show. Call in as you'd like as well. 419-240-1055. The morning reboot on Q105. So I've been trying to shake this malaise I've been in. And it probably doesn't sound like it, because I can't sit here and sound mopey on the radio and all self-loathing and miserable. Like, that's just not going to fly for what you do. One of the ways that I have shaken this in the past is you do something a little like outside of character, like for you staying in. And I don't
remind me.
Sorry.
It's weird.
And I don't mean something out of character that you would be averse to. Like, Ashley said I should. She actually went to. She asked me about the Geekeasy in the basement of the distillery.
Yes.
The other night. And she asked me if I've been. I said, no, I haven't. And I think she tried to get me to go out thinking that would shake me from the doldrums. Like, me doing what I don't necessarily want to do is not going to shake that.
Like, here's a piece of cheese. Come get it. Like, one of those situations, like, she's trying to lure you out?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you said, because I don't eat cheese.
No. Like, shaking, like, I don't know. Right. That's the snack I came up with.
Sorry. That's why I asked. But I was, Saturday morning, I'm sitting at Starbucks, the one at Spring Meadows, and I'm scrolling through stuff on Facebook, which is really a bad place to be when you're in a
room. Oh, yeah.
It's just not good. In fact, I did my best to try to detach from some social media stuff, since we didn't have to post stuff on our Q105, blah, blah, blah. So stepping back with social media is often a good elixir for a messy head. But I did see, thanks, Becky over at RQN.
Yes.
She's like, of the 48,000 things to do this weekend during July 4th, the holiday weekend, this is the one thing I won't be doing. I went to the Reptile Expo on Saturday.
What? Wait a minute. Excuse me? Like, lizards, snakes, like...
To be fair, I didn't see many lizards.
Okay.
But, yes, there was a...
What?
So, she's like, of all the things to do, this is the... And I'm like, okay, let me find the Facebook event for this. And, sure enough...
What? Okay, go.
It was 9:15. I'm like, this is perfect. It's 10 o'clock, so I don't have to, like... Because me, I'm very impulsive. Like, I have to just do stuff. But if it were at, like, 2 o'clock, I'd get inside my own head and I wouldn't do it. But I'm like, I can finish up my coffee. It's over on Secor at, like, the Knights of Columbus, right across from...
I know what that is.
It's right down the street from the record place on Secor.
There was a wedding reception there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Went over there, and they said it was $1 to donate to get in for the Humane Society. I'm always going to assume.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I stopped at the house. I grabbed some money, and I'm glad I did, because it was $5 to get in. And it was very small, but there were snakes, reptiles, turtles. There were a lot of tarantulas.
Shut up.
I'm thinking,
I'm envisioning just fanny packs everywhere with I Love Reptile t-shirts.
They're rival of reptile.
Okay.
There are lots of punny t-shirts. Like, I like my snake because I don't like humans and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And it was neat. I'm thinking, you know, I can go there. And I've never held a spider before, but I am over my spider fear. And I'm thinking, let me hold one because that'll help me. Like, it'll shake up my head a little bit. No, I didn't get to, but I got close to these things. And there was one woman. She worked at the place. She mm-hmm. was holding the snake and the kids were petting it. And then she's like, this one is named Snarl.
Yeah.
And then whatever. And then she's like, this one. I was like, this one, what? I was like, oh, there's a second one around her neck.
Oh, did you, were there, okay, so we have this woman at Pride. Was there like any crazy lizard people who had like their lizard just sitting on their shoulder?
No, and I don't think those people are crazy.
No, I call them, it was like the version of the crazy cat lady, but like, not
crazy
really.
Lizard lady?
Yeah, crazy lizard person, because there's been a guy who like, and I would love to have like a pet lizard. I feel like that's a good starter pet for me, but I'm like, I'm not afraid of them. I just feel like they're high maintenance, because I've Googled like they have to be hot, there has to be a cold area, and I'm just like, oh, can't they just live in normal habitats? But they can't.
It's a lot more complicated than
geckos there.
Probably. It's a lot more complicated than feed the dog, let the dog out, or cat and litter box. Right. So here are my takeaways.
You went to
the reptile. Get it right. And apparently there was a massive one in Finley yesterday.
Wow.
So look, I got my $5 worth. I just walked around. I almost bought a really big, like, you're stuck in the jungle knife, but I didn't, figuring that would be a bad idea. So snakes are effing expensive. Like,
there
was a $500 snake.
Mm-hmm.
There were some really cute turtles. But my biggest takeaway was, and it really hurt my heart, it was the first thing I saw when I got there. There was a plastic tub, kind of like I need to get for our box.
Uh-huh.
Dozens of mice.
Well, we say mice, they call it dinner.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, I can have a snake. I can't pick up a mouse. Like,
I could.
Mm-mm.
Dozens. Like, they were all scrambled.
All in, like, one bucket together?
Yes.
Ooh, all the feces. Ooh.
And then one sign said, you can also buy them frozen.
Oh, yeah, but it hurt. Better to have them alive, because it keeps, like, the snake or whatever animal eats it, like, natural instinct going on the hunt, on the prowl. Like, if you do it
right,
frozen, it kind of just... it's boring to watch, but it kind of just doesn't give the snake the actual thing to be on the hunt for their food.
I get it. But that hurt my heart. I'm like, oh, I like the snakes, but I also like the mice.
Mm.
So it was a nice 10-minute thing that I did. It was different. I'm glad I got to it. This is why, like, what do normal people do? I mean, normal people go out. Me... I go to the snake expo.
But for someone, that's normalcy too. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
it didn't.
A reptile expo, though? It was. At least when they do the cat expo at the fairgrounds,
right.
You see, like, the billboard. I would never know there was a reptile expo. And to be honest, I probably, if I didn't know about it, probably would have batted an eye and walked the other way. Not I'm me. Actually happy that someone I know went to one of these things.
Yep. And I would almost consider getting something like a turtle or the gecko.
Get a sense of community in the reptile world? I mean, in the reptile community?
A little bit. Mm. I feel cold. I've always been, people know I'm very cold-blooded and ruthless. Might as well hang out
with
my boys.
Crazy.
And unfortunately, it didn't shake me out of this malaise, but it was, I'm glad I went.
You escaped your reality for 10 minutes.
Right.
Mm.
601, we'll get to the rated game in less than 10 minutes here on Q105. Hang on!
Of you.
6:15 on Q5. It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd. We have a lot of news things to get to around 6:30 this morning. So we will do a fast version of the rated game. Also, we'll talk about the Little Mermaid drama after 7. Panelful Lady 7:30. Janet Amid for free astrological readings in the 8 o'clock hour. You can always text the show 419-240-1055. Remember, the podcast is free, so get subscribed to that. All right, rated game.
Let's do it.
Underrated, overrated, properly rated. You can play along in your head as you go about your morning if you'd like. Babysitters.
Underrated. They we need them. Like, if you got babies, you want to go out.
Parents,
you don't want a Saturday night like me. Yeah, underrated. Definitely underrated.
There is like massive construction all over this week. But the one that jumped out to me was as this interchange gets built. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. All of it. Door Street.
Ooh, all, like the whole strip? Ooh, properly rated. It needs to be done.
How is it rated?
How is Door Street rated? Yeah. It's it, like the construction on it?
The street.
It is underrated because I think it's the street that Toledo forgot.
Poorly rated.
Was that an option?
Next up, fireworks.
They're overrated. They're so overrated.
Fireworks reactions.
Like the videos of people reacting to them or just, and oh, I don't like them. Oh, they're so beautiful. Overrated. Girl, bombs bursting in air. It's in the song. Okay. Like I like when like a firework goes and it goes and it crackles and people are just like, oh, it's so pretty. I'm like, it's the same one from last year. Calm down.
So far as I can tell, I don't know if we've advanced in fireworks technology since those bombs burst in air 230 years ago.
Waiting for like some environmentalist group to be like, fireworks pollute, and they create like hologram fireworks or something of some sort, like just like an illusion of fireworks, and that way we're just like, oh cool, did you see that fireworks shaped like Abraham Lincoln? I can get behind stuff like that.
And if Abraham Lincoln were to rise from the grave and be like, damn, you guys got the internet but you got the same fireworks.
Right.
Next up, sleeping naked.
Oh, that's properly rated. I mean, there's you can give or take.
Do you sleep naked?
I'm 50-50. I'm an underwear sleeper, but sometimes... Okay, so I start off in underwear, but at some point in the night, I'm just like, bloop!
Okay. Couple of things if I can
throw them off.
A couple of things. This is our show, so I can talk about personal stuff. Mm-hmm. A couple of things. I can't see... My air isn't circulating real well upstairs. Mm-hmm. I'm not complaining. My air conditioning works fine.
Yeah.
But not upstairs or well. I was
terrified for my July bill. Just throw that out there.
Well, yeah. Also, I'm modestly considering a treadmill and some home security. Maybe it's just because I'm bored.
I want an exercise bike. I was actually talking about this with my sister.
Could probably get a used one online.
That's what she said, because like we were looking at one of those big stores, and she's like, you could probably go to like... She told me to look at the Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
I'm just like,
yep,
I have not done yet.
It's a new Craigslist. Couple of last ones. Three last ones. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Golf, marathon week, or most people don't know. Do they still call it the Jamie Farr? Right.
I call it the Jamie Farr.
Golf.
It's properly rated because the golf community loves golf and they support it. I can't give it like an accurate like over or under, so properly.
Food trucks.
They're so underrated because I want more of them. So underrated because I love the food trucks, but I don't ever think to go to a food truck until I'm just like drunk. I'm just like, oh, there's a food truck.
I'll go overrated.
Do you? Yep. No, I'll go under. I'll stick with mine.
Last up, a couple of people got gored, shockingly. Running of the Bulls.
That's still a thing?
Yes, three people were gored.
That is so overrated. Like, dead?
No, I don't think so, but gored. And I think the Bulls have a pretty low hit percentage. Like, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people running, and you can only get to three of them. They all deserve to die. I mean, that's the dumbest thing ever. You know, you want to do that? Go run on 75.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to get someone's going to text like, that's tradition. Blah.
Good.
Yeah, you know good. What?
I challenge the
overrated.
Bulls.
Overrated.
I challenge the Bulls to do better. 6:21.
I can see you calling up a bull and be like, hey, you get five today? Listen.
Right.
This prize is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, only three out of all those.
Still a thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
6:21 with the morning reboot on Q105. Lots of local things to get to. More about Oak Openings and the cool treehouse thing they have going on. It is marathon week and construction headaches to come.
ready for it.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yes.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Floyd's got his papers. Got a lot of construction. Of course, everything around downtown, the DeSalle Bridge and the trail. If you hit our Q105 Facebook page, you can see more details. This might have been something you missed over the weekend. The Corey Road Bridge over 475 is going to be under construction. It'll be closed to all traffic from July 15th through August 16th. The two 475 ramps at Corey, an eastbound exit and a westbound entrance, will remain open, but traffic from the exit will be forced to turn right, and traffic approaching the freeway from the south will not be able to reach the 475 entrance. There will be posted detours to use Sylvania Avenue, Talmadge, and Central. For some, using Holland, Sylvania may be a better option, but Sylvania, Talmadge, Central, all around that area, there is construction.
The first thing I thought about, and it's in this report, rush hour. It's such a that's such a busy road, because there's times that I take that way to go home when I'm just like, I just want to get home right away. And I'm always stuck bumper to bumper. Never fails. I don't even take that way anymore.
You and about 14,500 vehicles on an average day use that bridge. Next up, there was a story in The Blade today about the Canale Treehouse Village. I don't know why I had seen people visiting it, members of the media, other VIPs in our community had visited these treehouse and oak openings. But now there's more about it, like I said, in The Blade today. $1.5 million complex named after Linda Canale, who funded half of the project. Four treehouses, sleeping 2 to 6 people, three tent or hammock platforms, a common treehouse, a crow's nest, and a canopy walk. It also has a 12-mile mountain bike trail and 50 miles of hiking right outside the front door. They are available to rent next spring.
Not even open yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've seen pictures and everything, too. Okay.
Yeah, those were like media people, VIPs. They won't be typical backyard tree houses unless this is in your backyard. They have electricity, heat, and in a couple of them, composting toilets. They'll each carry their own theme. There will be a rock climbing house as well. To get the bird's nest, adventurers will have to use the sky bridge. Rental costs are expected to be comparable with hotel prices, and there will be a lottery to determine who gets to stay first, and then you can make reservations at metroparkstoledo.com.
I see that going well with like weddings and birthday parties. Definitely weddings. I feel like if you have an outside wedding there, like, well, we can stay in the tree. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is going to be good.
In July.
Yeah, because there's air. There's electricity. You know how I feel about heat. Heat hurts.
Yes. LPGA Tour golfers hit Sylvania this week and Highland Meadows for the Marathon LPGA Classic, even though we've had a deluge of rain this spring and a reappearance of the wet stuff during the holiday weekend, on and off. It didn't hamper any of the course conditions. I was worried, there's no doubt, said Superintendent Greg Pattinson. We dried out right at the perfect time. The course will play as a par 71 and stretch 6,500 yards. It's free admittance to all active and retired police officers, firefighters, and military personnel, along with a guest. Kids under 17 will be free if they come with a ticketed adult. And I don't know if she's playing this year. I don't see why she wouldn't. But last year's winner was Thailand's Thadapa Suwanapora. I think she goes by Jasmine. She was the winner of the Classic last year. She went in a playoff against Brittany Lincecum after Lincecum parred the playoff hole. So Suwanapora had to make a birdie putt to win. Things kick off this morning with the PNC Pro-Am at 7:30, and the ProMedica Highland Pro-Am is at 1:30 today. So it kicks off in earnest and a busy week, and the tournament itself begins on Thursday.
And it aired on TV, correct? Is it one of those?
It might be on the Golf Channel.
Okay.
If you have it.
All right.
But it is, like, this is a big deal. This is one of the big tournaments for the LPGA.
And I believe there's construction over there, too.
Why wouldn't there
be? Okay, so just to give you a heads up, if you're going, allow yourself some time, and definitely take your time, because there is construction that way. I don't know the extent of it, but I know there's the arrow that points in the other lane. Maybe a lane is closed, but definitely take your time.
I would say, like, maybe the smart thing to do is, like, go west, go up to Michigan, and then come back down.
Uber!
No, I'm kidding.
Stuber.
The Toledo Air Show, again, lots to do this upcoming weekend. One of those events is the Toledo Air Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at the airport. F-16s will be among the featured flying acts, and there will be a commemorative Air Force squadron of 8 World War II Japanese Zero bombers that will reenact the December 7th, 1941 Pearl Harbor bombing. Wait a second. Let me read this again.
Yeah, please. I'm reading it with you.
Why would we be reenacting that? Let's not reenact that.
But aren't you kind of interested, though? Because I kind of want to go.
Headlining the show will be the Tora Tora Tora, a commemorative Air Force squadron of 8 World War II Japanese...
he just threw his... This is what you heard, people. Threw his paper. I did the same thing. So they're reenacting the attack on us?
That seems like it. One of the darkest days in American history.
Right.
I'd pass, but... To each their
own. Who agreed to this?
You can get more at ToledoAirShow.com, which I'll be going to during a break to see if we're actually reenacting something that was very bad.
Funny.
Hey, who wants to crash some planes into some buildings next? The Great Toledo Cleanup will happen this weekend at 10 different Toledo parks. Bowman, Joey Brown, Wilson, Jamie Farr, Highland Woods, Woodsdale, Navarre, Colin Greenwood, and Friendship Park. After the cleanup, people get to meet at Bayview Yacht Club for a meal catered by Balance. If you'd like to find out more, check out Keep Toledo, Lucas County Beautiful, KTLCB.org. Clean up the parks.
Mm-hmm.
U.S., unsurprisingly, won a record 4th Women's World Cup and a 2nd title in a row yesterday, beating Netherlands, 2-0 on a night when Megan Rapinoe, their star, converted a penalty kick in the second half, and then Rose Lavelle added a goal to make it a 2-0 U.S. women's win. Hundreds were watching at the ballpark, and I know that there was a pretty good showing at the Mommy Indoor as well, and at the Blarney to support our U.S. women. The men lost in the Gold Cup final last night to Mexico. There's that.
Okay.
It's like a big North American tournament.
Okay. It's a Gold Cup. They have some different. All right.
Yes. And okay. Some of the U.S. women's players were disappointed that they didn't get their own day. I looked at it as I respectfully disagreed. I was like, it is. It's kind of neat to have because there was another major tournament as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it just was promoted poorly that this could be a day where the country really dives into soccer because there's nothing else going
right.
on. Soccer can own the day. And the World Cup title could have been a part of that. And there's also the equal pay junk. But before you spout off irresponsibly on the internet, I would read up on what's going on with that. Lastly, we are yet again a test market. Our local subways, or at least the ones that are participating, from July 22nd through September 4th, will be offering milkshakes, chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla bean. They're made using Halo Top Creamery's healthy alternative to regular ice cream. Cold creamy shakes, about 300 calories or a little bit more. Lots of calcium in there and 20 grams of protein. And we are a test market along with Colorado Springs, Hartford, Longview and Tyler, Texas, Salt Lake City, West Palm Beach. And we're stuck right in the middle there. Toledo, Ohio, July 22nd. Look for Halo Top Milkshakes at Subway. How did we miss that last week?
I saw the ads. As a diabetic, I'm subject to Halo ice cream and I am not a fan.
Really?
I don't like it.
I tried it.
Other people love it. It's just not up my alley.
I tried it. I was like, this tastes different, but it's okay. And I ate a whole because they're so low in calories.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel good the next day. And then 8 months later, I realized that I can't eat dairy. 6:42 with the morning reboot. After 7 is when we'll dive into the Little Mermaid drama. But next, a Disney star we've never heard of died.
I know of him now from his show, TV... I've heard of his movies. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
We'll get to him. And something is missing from Mulan. And yeah, we'll get to that and more before 7 on Q105. 6:55. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, you can text the show 419-240-1055. Hit our Facebook page so you can hop in on late last week's but into the weekend's discussion and debate about the Ariel casting. We'll get to that around 7:15. First, some other Disney things to get to. Cameron Boyce died.
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
He had some ongoing medical issues. Boyce's family said he passed away in his sleep from a seizure from an ongoing condition he was being treated for. If an autopsy is not conclusive on how he died, then a toxicology test, which will be performed, and that could take several weeks. He died at home in L.A. on Saturday, and his family has not said what the medical condition was. After learning of his death, Grown Ups co-star Adam Sandler wrote a touching tribute in honor of the young star.
And he was part of the Descendants franchise on the Disney Channel. Like, it's like the most popular made-for-TV movie. Okay. It took over like from High School Musical, which was before that the most popular. But he had a following because it was all on my newsfeed,
right?
And I felt old because I was like, I don't know who you are. Who are you?
You are old.
Like, you're not Miley Cyrus. You know what I mean? Like, because that's my era of Disney Channel. But can't, not to take away from him, but like, it's a set 20. Like, he didn't even get 20 years old. It's sad. It's a sad, sad situation.
If you really want to feel old, when I come across, like, if I'm, like, doing a sports thing, I'm sure one of the girls in the U.S. women's soccer team was born in 2000.
Ooh, for real.
Did you see the Mulan trailer?
I did. I watched it drunk.
Okay. I think they debuted it. Yes, they did. They debuted it yesterday during the halftime of the soccer game. And you know what they said? This March, which irritated the hell out of me, because we're closer to last March than this March.
Yeah, okay. I was like that's this March.
Who said that? Anyway, there was one thing missing from it, and somebody brought up a good point on Twitter, just some random tweeter. They're like, I don't know if I'm in, and I'm paraphrasing here, I don't know if I'm in love with the idea of them just taking the animated versions and plopping them on the screen shot for shot. I mean, that's really all they are.
Yeah.
And of course, The Lion King is going to be like lots of CGI.
Yeah.
But there's one thing missing from Mulan's 1998 animated predecessor, the songs.
I'm hoping they're in there because Man Out of You is probably one of the greatest Disney songs ever sung by the one, the only, Donny Osmond, but I'm just saying.
Missing from the 90-second teaser was any singing, least of all fan favorite songs like That I'll Make a Man of You and Reflection. In an interview a couple of years ago with Movie Phone, the director, Nicky Caro, said those Disney classics won't make an appearance in the movie. From what I understand, no songs right now, much to the horror of my children. He does say that they might appear as instrumental tracks without singing by the cast. And one of the ironic things is one of the leads, Yifei Liu, who won the part after a worldwide casting search, has a singing background.
Well, that's the first way to get your Disney movie not to have a following.
Right.
Tell us that you shouldn't have said there were no songs. You should just kept your mouth shut. Because as visually beautiful as it is, now that I have like somewhat of a confirmation that there's no songs, I'm like, then I'll just stick with the cartoon.
Cinderella 4 years ago didn't have any singing, and Dumbo didn't have any this year either.
I don't think you could put the songs in Dumbo
right
today. Those were some dark racist songs back in the day.
Really?
In Dumbo, yeah.
I'll have to look them up. I'm curious what they were. Anything more with that? No. That to me is like the one of the less popular animated ones, kind of because it got run over by like the era of Toy Story in the late 90s.
But I will say this, Mulan is like an action animated movie. So therefore, I'll take back my statement of not sticking with the cartoon. If they make it like a war movie, because she is a war hero, essentially, a warrior, I'm into it. Because the action scenes from the trailer, I'm just like, ooh, I'm into this. So
anybody that follows Westworld, it looks like Asian World. And I know we did it in the trailer game a couple of weeks ago. Jeffy brought up The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that. One quick last thing. How much of Stranger Things did you watch?
None of it. Like I said, cuss word. That's what I should have watched on Saturday when I was doing nothing. I wasn't even thinking.
I haven't had an interest, and somebody just asked me why, and I said, because I like season one better than season two, and Finding Dark has filled my thirst or hunt for a show like this, part science fiction, part nostalgia. So
I was actually talking to someone because they wanted to get into Stranger Things. They're like, I finished season one. I haven't started season two. And I literally looked at them and I said, here's the thing. you could skip over season two. Although I enjoyed it, there were some very slow.
That bottle episode where parts. Seven went to meet like her sister.
Yeah.
There was a lot of upset people over that one. It's like, yeah, let's get to the point. But anyway, the story about this is two nights ago, Ethan Hawke was all over Instagram. He's kind of had a nice rebound over the last handful of years with some really good indie movies. I enjoy him very much. His daughter, Maya Hawke, is one of the breakouts from season three.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Robin, Steve's feisty coworker at Scoops Ahoy and the ice cream shop in the mall there. He was talking about his daughter a whole lot. His post quickly got endorsements from other celebs, mm-hmm. including Finn Wolfhard. That's Mike Wheeler. Yay, Dad, Andy Cohen also chimed in, writing, "She sure is amazing." So there you go, the Hawke family talent.
And she is the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman.
Sounds about right.
Yep.
All right.
Good old Uma.
Let's dive into this Ariel drama, because I know we each have some thoughts on this. And I have a suggestion that I'm not saying should or should not happen, but I'm curious for people on both sides of the discussion to give me some input on this thought.
Do you hear me laughing? I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Doom.
702 with the morning reboot, 419-240-1055. You can text the show. You can hit the aerial post that we have now on our Q105 Facebook page. All right, let's cause a ruckus. It's 7:14. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd. This is Q105, 419-240-1055. Typically, I like to let things lay where they were, and this is from late last week. It kind of popped up over the weekend, but we weren't here to talk about it. You might have seen some of my tweets, some of Floyd's tweets, and over the weekend, Disney's cable network, Freeform, responded with, "This is very condescending. I don't like the title of this. An open letter to the poor, unfortunate souls who found or took issue with Halle Bailey's casting as Ariel." If you don't know, that was one of the girls that sung, what, the national anthem at the Super Bowl?
Her sister, yes.
Yeah, they sang together. And they're signed with Beyonce.
America the Beautiful. Oh, whatever that song is.
One of the patriotic songs.
God bless America.
And you said they're signed with Jay-Z and Beyonce?
They are, yes. And Little Miss Beyonce discovered them.
Also part of Grown-ish. Yes, and people are taking issue that it is not a white actor/actress. Yes, the original author of The Little Mermaid was Danish. Ariel is a mermaid. She lives in an underwater kingdom in international waters and can legit swim wherever she wants, even though that often upsets King Triton. Absolute zaddy, the post read. But for the sake of argument, let's say that Ariel too is Danish. Danish mermaids can be black because Danish people can be black. Ariel could sneak up to the surface at any time with her pal Scuttle and Ahem, Jamaican crab Sebastian. This is very condescending and totally unnecessary. I want to have a discussion about this, and I think I know where you stand. 419-240-1055.
I will.
This doesn't bother me at all because it wasn't a part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, something or someone that is completely fictional can have a deep attachment to our hearts. And when someone adjusts it or modifies it, it can be jarring because things are deeply embedded in our childhood emotions. I think a lot of us are like this. I want shiny new things. Give me the damn folding phone already. But we're also the same people that go, no matter what age you are, I don't care if you're 15, 25, 35, 55, even if you like shiny new stuff, you are almost always going to say, you know what? Back in my day, it was better. Even though it probably wasn't. But here's my thing. I'm the kind of person that says, look up to fictional entities because they often won't let you down because human beings are fallible. Now, they can't make Optimus Prime black or like whatever because he's a robot.
He's a robot!
Although, when Bumblebee became... This is my example. When Bumblebee became a badass in the Transformers movies,
mm-hmm.
I was a little upset because he was kind of meek and meager in the cartoons.
Also, he was a Volkswagen Beetle too.
Not a badass muscle car. It changed. You know what? I was upset. I live with it. I moved on. Times do change. It wasn't the end of the world. I don't think it is. Some people are just maybe out and out racist when it comes to changing the gender or race or ethnicity of a beloved character of theirs. So here's my suggestion. And by the way, in our world, this has kind of happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it was maybe one part of the movie being a bomb, but the Fantastic Four reboot, like 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Kate Mara was in it. Miles Teller.
Michael B. Jordan.
And Michael B. Jordan, who is black, played a traditionally white superhero.
Yeah.
And the internet was very upset. Now, look, that movie was a bomb, and I thought it was going to kill Michael B. Jordan's career, but the internet was upset with that. People were upset that Aquaman didn't have his traditional blonde hair, but Jason Momoa played the role well.
Also, Aquaman rode on dolphins.
Hold on. To me, it's not about whether these things are real or not. You have a little bit more latitude to change fictional characters, but I have a suggestion because... Not that things can or shouldn't change. Not that I would be any kind of person to repress progress or diversity or reflection. I think the solution to every situation like this is two words. Miles Morales.
Oh.
Instead of... Because these characters are truly iconic. And these characters are... There's a different level of iconic value to each. And like to me...
Mm-hmm.
Sherlock Holmes has more iconic value as a middle-aged, kung-fu-ing, karate white guy who does a lot of cocaine than Ariel does. I would probably be a little miffed if Sherlock Holmes all of a sudden became, like, Indonesian. I would live, but to me, that's what he is. So make new characters like what Marvel did with Miles Morales by having a mixed kid, a black Hispanic kid, and he is another Spider-Man. Create new history instead of changing what was old.
Well, here's what the thing is. Oh, have mercy. Can I talk now?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. First off, The Little Mermaid is a retelling of a story of another story to this new story. It's the same concept, but The Little Mermaid is not the Little Mermaid that you know. If you were to read the book, in the end of that book, they all die. Like, it's a horror story. It's not what you think. First off, mermaids aren't real. So what we're not going to do is sit here and be like, oh, a mermaid can't be black. Oh, a mermaid can only be white. Guess what? Mermaids can't be real.
But it's not that the
I'm going on what everyone has said on the internet. I'm literally reading what these idiots, I said what I said, have been posting on the internet. They're reading one right now. They're worried about her hair being red. Have you ever seen Little Kim back in the day? Nicki Minaj? Black people can have red hair. It's called weave. Wig or an extensions, okay? So, like, that's the main argument. Well, I'm not racist. I just want her to have red hair. Okay. And
that's
if she,
easy.
It is so easy. However, the whole world stopped when they announced this girl as the Little Mermaid. And the first thing everyone said, even I said it. I was like, oh, there's a black Ariel. But it's all in the tone that you said it. However, this role is driven by vocals. Listen to her. She is talented. And Disney's not dumb. I'm sure they did an extensive search. I'm sure white girls auditioned. I'm sure black girls auditioned. I'm even sure a Latina auditioned. I'm sure they went through this whole thing. And I'm sure Disney was kind of just like, she's our best choice. And I'm sure there were like people in that room who were like, we can't go with like her, and I'm sure someone was like, she's our best choice for Ariel. They're not going to make a dumb movie play just to cause an uproar in the world. Like, Disney is money, 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 money. They're always about their next best thing.
It was a good business decision. They knew that they'd get the backlash, so she damn well is qualified.
Yes.
That's why I use the Aquaman comparison. Comic book nerds were upset.
Yeah.
You know what? Jason Momoa, I didn't see it, but I've heard he was incredible. That's the unfortunate part of this. When these announcements are made, we don't get the immediacy of how talented and gifted they really are. But can you give your thoughts on my suggestion? Like, to me, Batman could never be black because he is Bruce Wayne. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't, but that's him. We have made other Bat characters to reflect...
Like an alternate universe, like maybe
well,
like...
Well, hold on.
Okay.
You have Batwoman, you have Batgirl, so you've brought in some diversity like that. create a completely separate character. And all these characters that we adore fictionally are usually white and white men, because that's who is making them. So I'm not, so I will concede that white people have a massive head start in this. But instead of changing what we already find iconic, and many people of all colors do, create something entirely new.
I'm just saying this, like, because we could create something entirely new, but this is, we are in the era of Disney remaking. This is their thing. This is their breadwinner. This is their locomotive. Like, they're remaking all their animated films because we have the technology to make live action stuff. My thing is, we cannot create an alternate universe for The Little Mermaid because it's a remake. Here's the thing. It, and I'm reading from what someone put, it took like 70 years before Disney had their first black princess with the Princess and the Frog, Tiana. Think about this generation who's going to see this live action. There's going to be a little black girl somewhere in America who's like, wow, that's me. And you know what? There's going to be a little white girl in America who's like, wow, that's awesome. I love her.
I agree.
And there are going to be two black girls on the playground who are like, let's play Little Mermaid. And the color issue is not going to come to their mind. She's going to be like, I want to be Ariel. And the other girl's going to be like, I want to be Ariel. And you know what they're going to do? They're like, well, let's both be Ariel, because that's how children are. They just want their characters.
They don't.
Adults are awful.
It's not six-year-olds.
Yeah.
Who are,
but I'm just saying,
I get it. It's not six-year-olds who are yelling on the internet. They will be completely satisfied by this. It's just people. And I don't, at its core, I don't think that this is a race thing. If I changed anything from your adored childhood, you would be upset.
I would be, but I wouldn't go to the extent of like calling her out by her skin tone, which is what people have done.
Because that's the only difference, though.
Right. And but that makes them look absolutely awful.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Morning. So, back in the 90s, there was a Little Mermaid cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely a black mermaid in that.
It was her best friend.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It wasn't Ariel.
No, it was not Ariel, but everybody who's saying that a mermaid can't be black is full of garbage.
That's ridiculous. That's where I think the fiction part of this comes in.
Well, but I think we're, Nicole, sorry, I think this is where she's coming from with this, is that, like, this is the main argument that people are having. There's no texture to this argument. Like, you're literally just saying,
well, I would never trust people on the internet to have the right
argument. I'm just saying, like, but that's how they are. Like, as a black person, hearing someone say a mermaid can't be black, I'm like, a mermaid can't be white.
A mermaid
or yellow, because a mermaid isn't real.
To me, it's the foundation. Again, I use the same comparison. Like, Bumblebee's not a badass. He's a little meek dude. He didn't shoot things like that. Anything from our childhood that gets changed, we get upset. It's human nature, because often there are our happiest memories.
Oh hello?
Come back. You can text in your thoughts, 419-240-1055. Like, if He-Man didn't have all those muscles,
he would be He-Boy. But keep in mind, they're making that live action and people are against him playing it.
Well, and that's the other thing. I think this is definitely one of these issues where people heard about it and decided to argue immediately rather than thinking it through.
It's also those people who, like, look at her hair. That threw me off, sorry. But it's also one of those things that people want, and then they get, and then they're like, I don't want it now because it's not the way I envisioned it.
And then they'll see
you are not in the boardroom to make these decisions.
Then
okay?
They'll see it, and they'll enjoy it, and they'll forget that they were ever upset.
Point proven, Jim of the Holograms movie. I was all about that movie, and then they came out with it. And I was like, ugh.
Imani Latif is a local comic book creator here in the Abbey. He does a lot of drawing things for kids on the weekends at the Art Supply Depot. And he put something on his Facebook the other day. And he draws predominantly black comic book characters. He thought it was forced diversity in some ways. And in some ways, it might be. That's why I am all for, look, I'm not against this, but I am all for creating new characters so that people can own them. Because if in 100 years, in a theoretical world, in 100 years, where hopefully we've made a little bit more progress than we have in the last 100 when it comes to equality across races and genders, if there is a white Black Panther, I mean, it's not going to happen, but I mean, Black Panther came because there were not enough black superheroes. Mm-hmm. And somebody had the bright idea to go, we need this because it reflects culture.
But here's the thing, though. It's not called The White Little Mermaid. It's called The Little Mermaid. That that this could have been an Asian mermaid.
But it's, to me, I'm not arguing or debating the species. I mean the character. Like, for if there were, there's a new show that's coming out. I just saw it last week. I think it's Henry Cavill. He's
Superman?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's starring in some kind of Sherlock Holmes spinoff where the character is played by Sherlock Holmes' cousin, who is a female. Now, it's a little different from the story, but it's the blossoming of a new mm-hmm. character. Because, again, if you made Sherlock Holmes a female, look, if it's good, it's good, but it would be different.
But listen, remember when Holmes came out, the show on CBS, and Lucy Liu was Watson.
Right.
People were so up in arms about it. I go, if she can play this character, she can play this character.
Yep.
Actors aren't dumb. They're not going to take a role. Well, sometimes. They're not going to take a role that they can't. They don't believe that they can actually fulfill and give their all to. I firmly believe that's how some actors are. But, you know, some movies come out and you're just like, ooh, why did you take this
Fantastic
role?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, I think in their mindset, they don't think about this. Like, every time we're talking about this, this is so much pressure on her anyway. Like, it's such an iconic role, period. Point blank. No matter what color you are, whoever was to take on this role, it's so iconic. Like, we're all going to be waiting for you to sing part of your world, and we're all going to sit there in the audience with either our hands crossed or the smile on our face. That's all we need to worry about.
Look, you went after a teenager. Like, people went after Will Smith with the first release of that trailer. So, mm-hmm. 728 with the morning reboot. A panel full of ladies is on the way, and if I'm not mistaken, we have prizes to give to you next. Sound 41. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. This Alaska thing.
I know.
I don't know how you go to grade school. I think everybody mostly makes it out of grade school. And you learn about, like, the climate in the States. And you can think that 90 in Alaska is...
That's crazy.
And the world's not a little broken.
My dad lived there. He was stationed there for a minute. That's crazy. I don't know. It's, how does anyone live in Alaska? The sun doesn't set there.
Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Carolyn's 43, Toledo, married with 5 kids. Good to have you on with us.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
And next up is Mary. Hi, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
37, Erie, married with a couple of kids. Is all that right?
Yeah, not 5.
Not 5. No, hey, look, we all have different, that's a lot of love that you have, right, Carolyn?
I haven't even had my coffee this morning. I don't know how you do that, girl.
Carolyn?
Awesome time.
All right, let's start. Let's go with the Alaska thing. Carolyn, what temperature is too hot?
You mean like temperature outside?
Yeah. Like, I know it was steam. 90? Okay, yeah. Like, it's been a steamy couple of days. Won't be so much today.
It's been terrible.
So 90's too much.
90's too much for me, yeah.
And second question, what do you keep the thermostat in your home at?
70.
Okay. Mary, what about you? What's too hot?
95.
Mm,
ooh.
My kind of lady. what's the thermostat in your home set at?
73.
Wow. She likes it tropical.
Nope. I like it a little on the warm side.
Yeah, that's warm. San Diego, year-round in Mary's house. All right, next up. Carolyn, what's the best decision you ever made?
Let's see. Best decision I ever made.
The fact that you're not saying, like, your husband or your kids is kind of troubling me.
Well, because there's difference, so... Let's see. I would say, when I married my husband, he had 3 of the kids. So back then I thought, man, I'm crazy. Now, as they're adults, best decision. You know how you say you don't regret anything you do? You might have made different choices, but you don't regret. That's kind of like where I'm at with that. So yeah, that would be a good one.
Mary, best decision you ever made.
All right, first of all, she didn't birth 5 kids, so okay, that's a little bit. Second of all, sorry. Sorry. I told you I didn't have my coffee. I'm not on my game today. Best decision I ever made was not marrying my first fiancé. I definitely dodged a bullet.
Look at that. Mm. Best was one of indecision. Okay. Carolyn, women's sports are blank. Women's sports are blank.
interesting.
Mm. What about them is interesting?
Because it just depends on what you're doing. Like, everybody, I don't know. I'm not a huge, like, sports fan. I have, like, one specific sport that I'm pretty close with. But, I don't know, they're just different. It's just different to see women do different things that men normally do. And, I don't know, I just, they're interesting.
Okay. Mary, women's sports are blank.
The same as men's sports? I have no idea. I'm not a big sports person either. Oh, okay.
And that's why I think that, like, whenever there's a women's sports discussion, not necessarily about equal pay, but why aren't they as popular? Because not as many... It's almost like, as a guy, it's kind of in your DNA to like sports. Not everybody,
right?
But most.
But sorry, ladies, to deflect for a second. But we had this conversation, remember, about the NBA and WNBA.
Right.
And you made a comment about the WNBA. Go, oh, that's still going on? Because it launched when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that I didn't even know. So it's all about promotions, too. So
if
promoting.
Like, as Carolyn and Mary illustrated, if women aren't big into sports, like the main ones, mm-hmm. why would they necessarily be into women's sports?
Yeah. Which I see where you're going with that, yeah.
And pay people whatever money they bring in.
I guess even if I was watching a sport, I wouldn't watch it because it's a woman. I would just watch it because it was the sport.
Right.
I could care less.
Because it was on.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun to watch the women's soccer team because it's funny because they're really, really good.
They are good.
The men are really, really mediocre. Last question. Carolyn, how long have you had your current phone number?
It's my cell phone number, so I've had it since 99.
Wow.
So 20 years.
How much would somebody have to pay you to give it up?
Oh, I would never. You couldn't pay me.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
Mary, my kid, everybody knows this is my number.
Right.
Like, it's not, you know how you have those friends that every 3 weeks they got a new number?
Oh, yeah. Man,
with
yes.
Company, either they got a new phone. I have been with the same company. The only thing that changes is the phone that I'm using.
Yep, like, me too.
Yeah,
Mary,
it.
What about you? How long have you had your current phone number?
I've only had two phone numbers my entire life, so it was probably when I was maybe 20, I would think, 19, 20.
Could I pay?
I would totally take money. Heck yeah.
How much? Like 500?
Oh, no, it would have to be a lot, but I would totally take some money.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
Mary, Carolyn, you ladies are great. Don't go anywhere. We have tickets for a show at the zoo for you. Hang on. Yeah, people associate me with like 248. It's part of my identity.
Oh, my Lord. I'm trying to think. I've had my number since high school, senior year, because that's when I got my first cell phone. This phone number has been with me since the cricket days.
7:47 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. Our friend Janet Amid will be with us shortly after. It's 8 o'clock this morning. Get you a free astrological reading. How about a gritty movie version of this 90s movie? Could it be a remake? We'll do that before 8. 8 o'clock in the Morning Reboot, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Our friend Janet Amid will be by soon for free astrological readings. Some quick entertainment story. Spider-Man over 6 days made $185 million.
Mm. Is that good for like the franchise?
Yeah, it did well. It did well. Whatever. Made more over 6 days being out than Homecoming did. He's so likable.
He made more than Dark Phoenix. You know what else made more than Dark Phoenix? Fantastic Four, since we were just talking about it.
I saw
it.
That.
The
bad one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your movie was a huge...
Don't put it on me. I gave it away.
Pile of...
I left it on the fireman's doorstep.
Spoiler alert! Ready? Spoiler alert for Spider-Man. Spoiler alert! In the mid-credit scene...
What?
Guess who returns from the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, which were great.
Anyone besides Kristen Dunst?
The farmer's insurance guy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's back to play that role.
Oh.
If you're 25, you're like, hey, how come the farmer's insurance guy is playing Jameson? If you're our age,
no,
you're like,
he's the,
my God, they brought him back.
The news guy, the editor.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah. Okay.
But if you're like 24, you're like, hey, how come the insurance guy is that? Like,
yeah.
Really?
We are farmers.
25 years ago, The Mask... with Jim Carrey came out.
I saw this story.
Dark Horse Comics founder Mike Richardson sat with Forbes and said, I'd like to see a really good physical comedian in that role for a reboot. I have one in mind, but I'm not going to say her name. We have a lot to do, a lot of convincing for this particular actor, but we'll see. You never know what's coming in the future. We have some ideas. They want to do a grittier take on the character, a trend that's currently in vogue with R-rated comic adaptations like Deadpool. I'd like it to be another character film about a person dealing with absolute power. The whole theme of The Mask was we all say what we would do if we had absolute power, just like Stanley Ipkiss. Mm-hmm. But again, potentially a female character if this could get made, or a female actress.
I like The Mask because I love that movie, but now that I'm an adult, I think it could be very R-rated. It could push those boundaries. Yeah, for sure.
Ariana Grande got real on social media over the weekend about what tour life is like. It's wild. Life is wild. I'm grateful for the sea of love I have around me every day and for the people who come to these shows and give us every ounce of energy they've got. I'm grateful for my tour bus driver, Kurt, who bought me pickles yesterday because he saw we ran out. I'm grateful for the opportunity to sing to thousands of people every night. It's a dream come true. She also talked about struggling to get through a song recently. I think the Mac Miller stuff. Mm-hmm. She said she's someone who feels everything very intensely. I've committed to doing this tour during a time in my life when I'm still processing a lot, so sometimes I cry a lot. I thank you for accepting my humanness. I'm not sure what I did to deserve to meet so many loving souls every night to feel so much love, but I want you to know that it really does carry me through. I feel it. I appreciate it, and all of you so much.
And she still has her tomato allergy.
Really?
Yeah.
She keeps talking about that?
She does. Not in recent events, but like it got brought up, I'm going to say like 2 weeks ago, because they were having, wherever she was overseas, they had like authentic like pizza. It wasn't Italy, but like they had, and she's like, oh, I can't enjoy this. And she posted like a slice of bread. It was so funny. She was making fun of herself essentially, but she's like, oh, my dancers get to eat this. And it was like this cheese-filled mozzarella, all just marinara sauce everywhere, and she goes, and I get to enjoy this, and like you slide over, it was just a slice of bread.
I sympathize.
I think it's hilarious. Because you gotta embrace, you have to embrace it when you see other people enjoying stuff around you. You're like,
Took me 10 months to realize I couldn't eat cheese. Mm-hmm. And at least I can use those pills. I don't know if you can do anything when it's like a tomato allergy.
Yeah, and she made the joke that she's an Italian woman.
Right?
Tomatoes are in everything.
One quick last story. The brother of Gigi Hadid, his name is Anwar, mm-hmm. is likely dating a girl you would like to date. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, don't date other celebrity people.
Sorry.
I know.
8:05 with the Morning Reboot. Our friend Janet Amid will be by shortly. We'll get you a free astrological reading and much, much more. She is our psychic astrologer. Don't think that I would demean her in any way. 8:18. Q105, the Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Our friend Janet Amid is here. We'll come back around to like what's going on, because we're loaded up with phone calls. How about that?
That's great, because I want to explain about Mercury retrograde right now, coming up.
Not right now. Later.
I said later.
Okay.
You got it.
First up, line one.
Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. Good morning.
Audrey.
He's sorry.
Hey, good morning. That's okay.
What's your question for Janet Amid?
Relationship.
How long have you two been together?
6 months.
You know how I always say when you're in a relationship at the first 6 months, it's always honeymoon. But I don't see this as an easy relationship. I think he's a very romantic guy, at least in the beginning. But then once you get to know him, it kind of changes after a while. He's big on do as I say, don't do as I do. That's huge with him. And he has a narcissistic side to his personality. So there's a lot of self-absorption going on here. But he's a good guy. He works really hard. I think his intentions were good. I think that he can be somewhat argumentative, likes to be right all the time. You, on the other hand, you don't like conflict. I mean, you do avoid it. You can definitely stand on your own. I love your psychology, your way of thinking, because you're very philosophical. You love your space, your personal space, very big into work, career, friends, things like that. And I even though you guys have a lot of attraction and you kind of flow really well together, it seems to work for you. He does have, you feel sort of settled with him in the home, like you have that comfort zone going on. But I don't know, Audrey, he's really awkward. There's sort of like this awkward I don't know how else to say it. There's like this major awkward side, which I think, I don't know if you can handle it, because you just came out of something a year and a half ago, and you're just like, I'm not doing this again, honey. So I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I'd give him a 4.5, 5 Ooh. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, as far as compatibility goes, I'm sure he's a great guy. Love his work ethics, but I don't know. It's like climbing the summit, honey. It's really, yeah. It's difficult to get to the top, but.
Keep him through Labor Day or dump him now and find something new.
Well, wow. She really likes him. She really likes him. And if anybody can make it work, it's her because she's just a good person and tries to think positively. It's just a lot of hard work. Basically, yeah. Come to my office. We can talk further. Good
okay,
luck.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aubrey.
Audrey, sorry. Who's on line two?
We have Angie.
Hi, Angie. Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot on Q105. What's your question for Jan and Amid?
Well, good morning. I was just curious about my life in general because it has been crazy.
Well, let's look at career because you only can ask one question, okay?
Oh, career?
Okay.
Yeah, is that all right to ask about career?
That's fine.
Okay, because you've been going through something since December 2017. You're reevaluating your career cycles. Last time you went through this was in 2009, 2010, 2011. So you're kind of back in it. That was like when you began your career, really made some big changes and choices. So right now, it's kind of like flip-flopping. And you're overwhelmed. Mercury's retrograde right now to at least July 31st. So you're going to feel really out of sorts for a while. I just want to let you know that. That started about a week ago. So I would say your work situation's been crazy for about a year, year and a half. But this month in particular may even magnify and intensify that. Don't make any big decisions. I love your perseverance, your motivation. You get bored very easily, honey, and you need to know that about yourself. You like to teach. You like to direct. You're really a leader more than a follower, and you're a great communicator. Things are going to really come around for you because you have an amazing chart, but you are excessive, and you need to dial it down a little bit, okay? Just this okay. month, all right? But I definitely okay. see things changing, but very much in your favor. Wait till you get past August into September, the fall, winter. It's going to just skyrocket for you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm a stay-at-home mom, and we just got custody of his kids, so we have 6 kids.
Wow. Together?
Yes.
So do you have like 2 or 3 on your own?
I have 3, but my oldest is 20, my youngest is 3, and I have a 14-year-old. Then we have a 13, 14.
So your life cycles began way back in 2003, 2004, 2005 career. So if you're thinking about doing anything, wait till you have all these kids. So it's kind of hard to say, but you really right, do have a lot of, you do have a lot of motivation. Just kind of have to decide what it is you need to do. You do need to do something for yourself, no matter what. The kids are important, definitely. They're priority, but you need to do something for yourself. Okay, and that could change towards the end of the year, moving into the beginning of the year. I wish you luck, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
You're Thanks. Welcome, always.
Angie, line 3.
Ava.
Hi, Ava. What's your question for Janet here on the Morning Reboot with Q105?
It's career.
You know, your biggest shift is coming up around the end of 2020. It's going to start around 2020 through 2023. And similar to what you had gone through in 2012, 2013, 2014. See what I'm saying? So you're kind of like moving. You're a methodical person. I love your work ethics. You are motivated. And you know what's interesting about Leos, and nothing against Leos, I love Leos, but they're usually kind of lax when it comes to work and things like that. You're not. You're like the opposite of that. You want to work for yourself. You want to be your own boss. You're very self-sufficient, analytical, methodical, detailed. You're one of those people that really, when you do something, you're powerful with your energy. You really are. So I kind of think that right now it's a stage of your life that's opening up for you. Last year sucked big time. This year, it's really a lot easier. But as you kind of pull into next year, is when it's really going to start coming around for you. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because you had gone through this way back in 05 through 07. I love to go backwards to understand the present and future. And then 2012 through 2014. These were major cycles. And the next one's 2020 through 2023. So right now, you're just a door is opening up, but that's going to kick in around the fall period, moving into winter. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
You know what I like to say? If you don't repeat the past, you'll never have a future.
That's deep.
I love that. You should put that on your Facebook.
Yeah, I'll do that. Who's on 4?
We have Carissa.
All right, we got to have her hang on, okay?
Yes.
We'll get to Carissa and more calls. And this retrograde we've got to handle?
Yes, it's crazy.
Okay, yeah, it is. We'll get to that in less than 15 minutes. Hang on. A 8:37, the morning reboot on Q105. It's good to have you here with us. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Hit our website and you can win a Bellemere Suites stay. Q105.com. Hi, Janet.
Good morning.
If you're feeling a little disheveled, if your mood is a little sideways, that's me. Janet might have an explanation for that. We'll get to the retrograde stuff shortly. First up is
line two. It's Carissa. She came back.
Oh, we have Carissa back. Hi, Carissa. Thanks for getting back with us.
Hello.
You have a relationship question, correct?
Correct.
All right, fire away.
What's your question?
Basically, just if there's anything in my future or anything like that.
As far as meeting somebody, that sort of thing. Well, one of the things one of the things I noticed right away is you have a very difficult delivery when it comes to how you express yourself in relationships. So your intentions could be fabulous, but your delivery isn't the best. So you have a really hard time expressing yourself. You have a really interesting chart as far as drawing people in, but you know what? 20 Cadillacs, one lemon, you go right for the lemon, and you seem to have bad choices. And the interesting thing is last year, if we were talking last year, I would have said, give it up. Don't even worry about it till the following year, which is this year. This is a good year for you, as last year was really, really hard. And sometimes you don't see when the negatives are coming in. You just kind of like look at it, try to look at the positive, and it doesn't always work. Yes, your delivery is difficult, but your choices are bad. So that brings out all your garbage. You know what I'm saying? So what I would probably say that, this is a great year for you. In fact, summer, it should have already started, you know, as far as romantically, since probably around May. That was just recent. So this is a good place for you as far as relationships, drawing people in. You're reevaluating everything in your life. It's not just love. It's also your work, your job. Everything's shifting with you right now. And this transformation is good. The end result's going to be great for you. So I feel like whatever you're doing right now, keep flowing with it. And just don't jump, you know, stay on your own path. Don't jump into the other lane just right away. Just stay on the right lane. Because right now I feel like you're going to meet the right person eventually down the road. But just focus on career, job, and work, and family stuff. And hopefully it's going to come together. You have a marriage cycle coming up within 2 years. So I see that Well, we'll see, because it looks good. It's not like it was, you know, a few years back. Things are moving in the right direction for you. Okay?
Do you like lemonade?
Okay.
Do you like lemonade?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently I do.
All right, well, at least if you don't get a guy, you'll have lemonade.
Oh, what? Right. Does that make sense?
Thanks, Carissa. Yeah, when life gives you lemonade, you make lemons.
No, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
I don't
the
like
other
lemonade.
Way around.
It's like one or three next.
One. So one.
Who's on one?
We have Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Thanks for calling us.
Hi.
What's your question for Janet Amid here on the Morning Reboot on Q105?
I just want to know about work. Like what she's...
Well, you know... Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, the thing is that I don't want to say that you lack motivation, because I can tell that you really want to work hard. You want to be your own boss. You know, that's really important to you. But you don't like people telling you what to do. You have a very difficult time with people ordering you around or kind of telling you what to do, how to do it. Your thought process, you don't have the best judgment calls. You have to work on that. You're obsessive about money a lot. And I think you think, breathe, sleep, money constantly, which we all do. That's a human part of us. You know, we have to survive, right? But I do see you liking the best of everything, but sometimes not always having the money to buy those things. You're in a tough cycle, stage of your life right now. It's just not a really easy place that you're in. You're not only questioning career, you're letting go of people in your life, and your tolerance is like zero right now. So you're in this phase of your life where you don't know whether you're coming or going. A lot of that's going to ease up probably around the first week of September. That's when things kind of go into the right, like kind of a positive direction. But, you know, the interesting thing is that you're very intelligent, but I do see you as, you know, having a hard time with change. You'll stay in a situation till the cows come in as opposed to leaving it. So you need to really think about that. Change can be a motivation for growth for you. And I can see that that's coming up in this year. So hopefully that's going to balance you out. Just it's been kind of you're in an unsettled situation right now, but where that will ease up probably around the fall. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Last one to get to for now. Who do we have?
Allison.
Hey, Allison. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your question for Janet Amid on
Q105? Oh, my God. I guess finances. We just found out that we are having another baby. And so, yeah.
Thank you for not saying we're pregnant. I hate when people do that. I like the fact that we're having a baby.
Were you trying or not?
No, not at all.
So like you just got pregnant, like Immaculate Conception?
No. I mean, obviously.
I'm very happy for you. You're an amazing mom. You're meant to be a mom. Seriously.
Oh, thank you.
Can see that in your chart based on your
time. Is her bank account meant to be a mom?
Well, that's
the problem.
That's
the problem. Well, so
what is his birth date?
His birth date is 4/30/86.
Okay, it's always important to include the other person. You didn't do this by yourself. So let's see.
Right.
Okay. I don't see you guys being on the same path financially, and he needs to work on his delivery with you a little bit.
His delivery seemingly was just fine.
She is pregnant, but I would honestly say you guys have a lot of issues about money and intimacy sometimes. That's there. It shows up.
Hey,
that's true.
Do you want to schedule for Maury now or just wait a couple of years?
Can I please talk to her?
Sorry.
Are you interrupting me?
I'll move away.
Hey, what is it with you, dear?
I'm just all about condoms.
Oh, my gosh. No, but you guys have those issues. But obviously, you know, I think you're great together. Otherwise, you both have good work ethics. You both make great parents. I just think that the financial situation started once you guys got married. You guys aren't on the same path when it comes to money situation. You guys need to sit down and really get that together. I think this can be something that can be worked out. But I think the baby's going to be a blessing no matter what. And you guys are great parents together. It'll be okay. It's just having, you know, it's not always about astrology. My father always taught me it has to do with how two people think, communicate, and compromise. That's very important.
I agree, for sure.
What did you say to her?
Lemon out of lemonades.
Oh, God. He is stuck on lemon and lemonades now.
Well, no, I'm just
this
stuck
is going to be
like,
the subject for the day.
If I were in her position, I would be horrified, and perhaps I would be packing a suitcase to a country where you can't extradite me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we've been together for 16 years. Yeah.
Have a lot of good stuff. You know what I love about your relationship? He doesn't know how to express himself. The intimacy needs work. Money needs work, blah, blah, blah. But I love the fact that you flow in the same direction and you have the same agenda. I love that.
Had you discussed, like, before you got pregnant, like, what happens if?
Yeah, we did. And we have three boys. Okay. And I think that he knows that
This is going to be a girl.
Way to ruin the gender reveal,
Janet. I already know.
Oh.
I was going to ask if you had a girl, because I felt a girl. So it's going to be a girl.
No.
It's going to be a girl. Well, no, I mean, I know. It's going to be a girl, because I felt a girl around you. It's going to be a girl. And I want you. Right.
I will. I'll call you and I'll let you know.
Really?
For sure.
Seriously. It's 50-50 either way. People are thinking, well, it's 50-50. Well, I get that. But, you know, I do know it's going to be a girl.
Aww, good luck with everything, okay?
And you might have a fifth baby unless you get your tubes tied.
Dear
I'm just
God.
Saying that because it shows up as five pregnancies. Were you pregnant already four times before? Also,
yes.
Okay, what I thought. So this is your last. So this would be five pregnancies.
Oh, wow. Okay,
It showed five pregnancies in her birth chart. So shut up.
Diapers are going to be super expensive.
Wow, Janet.
You're at the end of the pregnancies because it showed five actual pregnancies, so this will be the fifth. You're done. It's a girl.
I'm so glad I called you today. I've been wanting to talk to you forever.
I'm so glad you called. I'm the nice one here. No, all I'm right. just kidding. No, except my little one over here. He's
Floyd's nice.
He sings
nice.
Well.
Have a good week. Thank
Floyd
you for calling.
Nice.
You know what? I got this. I got something for you.
What's that?
Eric will not be pregnant either.
Right.
Boom.
I am the pregnant one now.
Look at me.
You know what? You know what?
Look at him. He's Sandra D. I'm
jealous of your sexuality. You know why? There's neither you or Stefan is getting pregnant ever.
Nope. No babies.
847. We'll get into this Mercury retrograde fiasco next. 8:55, the morning reboot. Final few minutes with our friend Janet Amid on Q105. What did you say I need to do? What? Talking about my mom dying?
Text me earlier about coffee.
Oh, yeah. My apologies. So we've got this retrograde. Can you summarize what that is and why we're all feeling funky?
Mercury, the planet of communication, when it goes retrograde, that means it goes closer to the Earth. It doesn't really go backwards. It goes closer to the Earth. Therefore, it creates a mass confusion when it comes to communication of any kind. So people that are born under Virgo or Gemini?
That's me.
It's you, baby. Feel it heavy duty because it rules their sun sign.
Right.
Oh. But other people have it somewhere in their natal chart based on their time of birth. Natal means what you're born with. So it means basically wherever it falls into your chart, you're feeling that sense of confusion. But overall, it can sometimes lend itself to depression. People feel like really kind of in a cloud. They don't know. They just. I'm hearing this a lot with people. Like
I don't like anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything.
Nothing feels right. Nothing tastes right. I mean, everything feels it just feels like, you know, and you feel somewhat unedited. You just want to say what comes to your mind.
Could you feel it beforehand or will it happen?
It's
like,
always 2 to 3 weeks ahead before. So
Saturday.
People started feeling it 2-3 weeks ago because I'm getting calls in my office and they're going, what is going on? I don't feel right. But Mercury's going retrograde in about 2 weeks. You're feeling it a couple weeks ahead. It's a really, and it's in Cancer, which is also emotional. Cancer is ruled by the moon. So we're feeling it emotional anxiety, but it's turning itself into a mental anxiety.
No anxiety. I'm just depressed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's that. But you know what's good about that is it's cathartic to talk about it, to say it, and I think that's very healing.
That's why I put that Facebook post. You see my Facebook post?
I posted on it.
Thank you. I didn't, and you were helpful. I didn't post it for really any other reason than to like vent a little bit, to have it be cathartic, because I knew that I was, some people felt bad, some people sympathized, and you know, it's good that it helps you, but I was very selfishly doing it to help myself as a vent, as a catharsis.
I don't think it's selfish. I think what's really nice about it, what I said to myself as I was reading it, I said, it's very rare for men to do that. It's so, because men come to my office to do that. They talk, they cry, they get upset, but they never say it. I never see it on Facebook. And I thought that was really wonderful. It kind of sets a standard for other men. It sets that, because I think it's, you know, it's wonderful that you're able to do that. It's so healing.
I want to set the standard for humanity.
You're right.
More people should be like me.
I told you should. No, I'm not kidding. You know what? In all seriousness, I know him well. How many years have we known each other? Long time. And
six, seven.
You would have been 7 years. You would have been a great therapist. I've said that to you. My father used to say, therapists, when I was in college, he used to say, therapists are never made, they are born. A true therapist. That's someone that is born with that insight. You have that.
I am the therapist now.
You should get, do you ever think of EMDR? Have you ever had that done? We'll talk about that often.
That sounds like YMCA.
It's a form of therapy. It's a form of therapy. It has to do with the eye rotation movement. It's really good for therapy. It allows you to get rid of negative. Well, we'll talk about it off air.
We're super tight on time. So how about this? Instead of running down the list, how about we just hit the sign that we're in?
Okay, so as far as, what do you mean? Like Mercury being retrograde?
Well, what sign are we currently in right now?
Okay, what happens is Mercury is retrograde in the sign of Cancer. It's Leo going back into Cancer,
Leo,
I should say.
Leo into Cancer.
It ends July 31st. I put on my Facebook August 2nd. But if you want to know about how it's affecting all of you, look on my Facebook, Janet Amid, and it'll tell you exactly how it's hitting each one of your signs. So, but basically, it's just... And next week when I come back, we'll talk about which sign it's hitting. How's that?
We're going to get to how to reach you.
419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or janetamid@AOL.com. And I'm working on a new website, but my website is janetamid.com. And give me a call. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You know, I'm putting all this stuff about the retrogrades and everything going on astrologically is always on my Facebook weekly.
And you had something to do with the earthquakes too, right?
Oh my God, I heard about that. Well, I'm always in my office.
Yeah, those are big earthquakes.
I know. My friends live in California.
What's shaking? The planet.
Tweet. They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
The second goal scorer for the U.S. yesterday, Rose Lavelle, is apparently a big dog lover. So 11,000 likes for this one, and as you can figure it out, life is great, but it does suck that there's no way for dogs to understand that the reason we're not sharing our chocolate with them is actually out of love and not hate.
Oh, that's true.
Dogs, chocolate can kill dogs.
Mm-hmm. I love dogs.
I can kill people. Floyd, what do you got?
I love chocolate. I have to change some word because there's a cuss word, but it says, I'm convinced that people that come in my life come from a temp agency. That was funny.
No, it was.
Sad.
It was true.
It's true. It's not sad.
I just got a tear.
A tear where?
I think that's an allergy.
She
901, the podcast for the show will be posted soon. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get that link.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.